far. You know, the way it kind of started for me was a learning process, but I look at it as a blessing to have in my career, because I got to hear from vets like Robbie Gould and all the guys that I played against. You know, before the game, we talked about, and they shared a little piece of advice how to deal with, you know, a start like that, and then how to bounce back. And so I think I learned a lot in this 4 weeks, more about kicking, more than I learned in 7 years that I've been doing, just because the little things that kind of makes you a pro. So it's I think it's been a great experience.
How about the atmosphere of Monday night? Have you ever sensed anything or been around anything like that?
No, you know, I've always watched big games, you know, in the Super Bowl or World Cup, and seeing that atmosphere from the TV. But being a part of that, and especially coming from your fans, that's something that I'll never forget.
Going to San Francisco, I say a new stadium, but really for you, every stadium is a new stadium. So this isn't anything different, is it?
No, it's just I'm going to rely on getting on the field early, you know, taking a look at the winds, see what's doing, and having a good warm-up. But I'm excited to play in California.
Last question. You know, obviously, you talked about there's no punter, kicker, anybody that's went through this league and not struggled a little bit. But how good is it in terms of having the support you had of the teammates, of the guys you work with, of the coaching staff? I mean, it never wavered.
Yeah, it's been the most important thing, you know, just not to – worry about people are saying, worry about what the guys in this locker room think about you. Yeah. And that's what's about for me. You know, Coach Reed, Coach Tobe, they've been extremely supportive and helped me deal with that. And they believe in me from the moment I came here. So that means a lot to me. And it's all about getting better.
This last week, you have 5 touchbacks. You have 2 returns, but they still get them at the 20 or inside. Mm-hmm. Coverage team doing a great job, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very proud of those guys. They work hard every week, and I made it a little easier for them. But that's how I want it
they
to
like
be.
They like touchbacks, don't they?
They like touchbacks. So
they don't mind it if you put the ball up there for 4.2 seconds either, do they?
Right, but then I think they get, you know, they get bored, so they want to tackle somebody. So
you keep them honest a little bit.
Yeah. Awesome. But it was a great game for us.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
With you guys Monday night and, you know, in the Royals as well, what's the city been like as far as your experiences so far?
It's been crazy. You know, everyone's so excited about us, but we're so excited about the Royals as well. You know, I hear the players talking about it. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but you cannot, you know, get involved in all this, you know, being supportive of the Royals. So it's been a blast just to be a part of all this.
Now that you're a month into the season, a little bit more settled in, how much more comfortable do you feel than you did when the season was first starting and things were kind of swirling around?
A lot more, you know, especially the last 2 games, the team playing well, and I felt like I contributed to the team playing well in the last 2 games, getting the win. It helped me a lot just to bounce back from the previous weeks, the first 2 weeks that I started. And I learned a lot, you know, from talking to other veterans that I played against or took the time to reach out to me and shared a couple of things. So I really enjoy the community that we have here with the kickers in the NFL, that everyone sort of helps each other